Mr. Briggs intimates that the answer to his application was not from Mr. Rochester, but from a lady. It is signed Alice Fairfax. I felt cold and dismayed. My worst fears then were probably true. He had in all probability left England and rushed in reckless desperation to some former haunt on the continent. And what opiate for his severe sufferings, what object for his strong passions, had he sought there? I dared not answer the question. Oh, my poor master, once almost my husband, whom I had often called my dear Edward.
He must have been a bad man, observed Mr. Rivers.
You don't know him. Don't pronounce an opinion upon him, I said with warmth.
Very well, he answered quietly. And indeed my head is otherwise occupied than with him. I have my tale to finish. Since you won't ask the governess's name, I must tell it of my own accord. Stay, I have it here. It is always more satisfactory to see important points written down, fairly committed to black and white.
And the pocketbook was again deliberately produced, opened, sought through. From one of its compartments was extracted a shabby slip of paper, hastily torn off. I recognized in its texture and its stains of ultramarine and lake and vermilion the ravished margin of the portrait cover. He got up, held it close to my eyes, and I read, traced in Indian ink in my own handwriting, the words Jane Eyre, the work doubtless of some moment of abstraction.